This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An 18-year-old Pleasant Prairie man accused of stabbing his father in Racine is now back in the county jail. Joseph Nimick is charged with attempted homicide for the incident back on August 12th. Police say he fled to Nebraska but was arrested hours later. He's now being held in Racine County on a $500,000 bond. Emergency crews called for two helicopters after a serious head-on crash near 31 and 5 Mile Road in Caledonia yesterday afternoon. One car caught fire. Crews from Caledonia, Racine, and Oak Creek responded. We're working on learning more about injuries. Racine County's veteran stand-down is set for October 3rd at Festival Hall. Veterans can get help with housing, benefits, jobs, health care, and food. The event will run 10 to 2 that day. Racine Unified families can visit their schools during open houses tonight. School schedules are posted online at rusd.org/open house. Racine Park's varsity football team will forfeit its Week 2 game against Brookfield East. A team representative says too many players are unavailable. That includes 12 starters that are sidelined after discipline issues. And clear skies could bring a view of a nearly total lunar eclipse tonight. It'll peak at 11:12 when 96% of the moon is expected to be in the Earth's shadow. The partial eclipse begins at around 9:34 if you wanted to set a timer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Governor Tony Evers is making another request to President Trump, this time for federal disaster aid after July storms in the Fox Valley. The governor is seeking help for people and communities in Forest, Outagamie, Vilas, and Winnebago counties. State and federal damage reviews estimate more than $8 million in residential losses and nearly $14 million in public sector damage. The request follows an EF3 tornado in the Menasha-Appleton area, along with high winds, hail, power outages, and water system problems. Wisconsin is part of a proposed $17 billion settlement with Meta that aims to make Facebook and Instagram safer for children. It'll send up to $313 million to the state. The agreement follows a multi-state investigation into claims that Meta knew its products could harm young users, but failed to do enough to protect them. The settlement must first be approved by a court. The Wisconsin State Fair is reporting an increase in attendance. More than 925,000 visitors were counted during this year's 11-day event in West Dallas, an increase compared to last year's edition. However, the number is well short of the record of more than 1.1 million fairgoers in 2024. That was the third consecutive year the fair saw at least 1 million visitors, but is now falling short of that mark for the second straight year. Next year's event is scheduled to take place from August 5th to August 15th. Badger football games are adding competition to the concession stands. Fans will be treated to new menu items this season that's called Battle of the Dogs, where a new hot dog will be introduced each home game based on Wisconsin's opponent. That includes the Michigan State Spicy Spartan Dog and Rutgers Fat Dog. Camp Randall Stadium will be offering other new menu items this year, such as the Badgers Cheeseburger and Takis Street Corn. A woman convicted in the Slender Man stabbing case wants out again. Now, 24-year-old Morgan Geiser's attorney is once again filing a petition for her conditional release. A Waukesha County judge formally signed off on Geiser's conditional release in July of 2025. She was placed in a Madison group home the following September and escaped from it in November. Geiser was found at a truck stop outside of Chicago and returned to Wisconsin a few days later. Her conditional release was revoked December 23rd of 2025. Measles cases in southwestern Wisconsin continue to increase. The latest update from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the number now stands at 61, including 17 probable cases of the illness. Iowa County has 35 confirmed cases, while Grant and Lafayette counties are also impacted by the outbreak. DHS officials say residents need to be aware of measles if they haven't already been notified of being directly exposed. Wisconsin anglers may need to change which fish they take home and eat under new state health guidance. The DNR and Department of Health Services have released an updated Choose Wisely booklet with fish consumption advice for waters across the state. Some areas, including parts of the Yahara River chain and the Wisconsin and La Crosse Rivers, now have stricter warnings and do not eat advice for certain species. Officials say fish remain a healthy food, but contaminants such as mercury, PCBs, and PFOs can build up over time. Green Bay city officials are warning residents about a phishing scam targeting people after submitting certain permits or applications. Emails may come from unofficial domains such as USA.com and will demand payment via wire transfer. Some emails have also threatened delays if fees weren't taken care of immediately. The city says residents can verify the request directly by contacting the Community and Economic Development Department. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Packers hold a joint practice.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens at training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little chippy at practice between the Packers and Arizona Cardinals. At least four fights broke out. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
You know, I thought we got a lot of good work in. You know, you can always expect some chippiness, but as far as all the joint practices I've been a part of, this wasn't that bad.
The two teams playing their final preseason game tomorrow night, kickoff 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers and Mets tonight wrapping up their series. Brewers pitcher Dustin May knocked out after his first pitch on a comeback hit, thwacking him in the back at 106 miles per hour. Enter Robert Gasser, who pitched the next six innings. The Brewers won 8-1.
He was great. He really was. I mean, that's not an easy assignment. And he knew he was available tonight and gave us parts of six. Made big pitches at big times, jockeying him through that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today with plenty of sunshine and a high in the upper 70s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to near 60 for a low. And then tomorrow, another sunny, pleasant day with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.